kicking just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
May deals have arrived at Very, with unmissable savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. Like the Dyson Supersonic Origin hairdryer, only £229.
OMG!
And Boss the Scent Magnetic for Him, 100ml, only £44.
Ooh.
Plus, there's more time to pay with Very Pay. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Shop Very today. Dyson offer ends 21st of May. Event ends 29th of May. Delivery from £3.99.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Between spring's blossoms and summer's full bloom lies the perfect season for a family road trip. Turn those must-drive moments into can't-wait-to-drive adventures. And with the Mazda Spring SUV sales event running between the 8th and 26th of May, enjoy 0% APR representative and an additional deposit contribution of £1,000 on new Mazda CX-5 and CX-60. Search Mazda. Available on PCP through Mazda Financial Services by 30th of June 25. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website.
Guy Ritchie's Fountain of Youth is coming to Apple TV+.
You still going on adventures?
Yes, I am. I'll just ask my sister if she'd come on this one with me.
We're looking for the Fountain of Youth.
No!
The fountain must be protected.
Starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman.
So you really think you're going to find a magic pool of water at the end of this?
I don't know, but I think you want to find out.
Fountain of Youth. New movie streaming 23rd of May on Apple TV+. Subscription required.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Today's 4 till 7 thing.
I'll be asking Jimmy Page what his favourite ukulele is.
While I'll learn how to cook vegetarian bear claw soup.
And I'll be delivering TJ's terrific Tuesday topical top 10. Today, we play our flights right. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7.
It's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Now, at the start of the show this morning, Dominic Byrne was telling us that our guest, Humphrey Kerr, likes to be called...
Hump, apparently.
Because?
It's just it's short for Humphrey.
You saw this in an interview.
It's
did.
An interview in America. Oh, sorry. So when I think when Pippa goes to meet him, she just...
Oh, because we said, oh, if you found this out about him,
right,
you can call him Hump. And then he'll be like, oh my God, thanks so much. That makes
well,
me feel at home.
I mean, let's...
So when Humphrey comes in, we'll go, hi, Humphrey. And you can go, Hump.
Hey, Humphrey. What?
Hump. Do hump. The Humpty Hump.
Free.
You do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah.
Help me, mate, mate. Digital Underground.
That's what I heard. I'm okay. Happy to... You know, say hi, Hump.
I can't wait to see the look on his face
when he smacks
you
in the mouth.
When you hump him. And when you call him Hump. Yeah. When you.
Wow.
Anyway, he'll be hopefully in the studio after the darkness, unless he just heard me say, you're going to yeah, hump
he's
him.
He's going home now.
He might not do. Anyway, in 3 minutes.
Steering wheel, touching you.
sun goes down. I believe in a big old
Right, Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love at Radio X. It's 8:37. We'll switch the cameras on because our next guest is, apart from anything else, a very handsome man.
Very handsome fella.
he described himself as a big lump, but I'd say he's a tall, handsome man. Good morning to Humphrey Kerr.
Yay!
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Humphrey.
One of the stars of Welcome to Wrexham.
Thank you. The star, in many respects.
Yes. No, that's the pub landlord.
Is that, yeah, fair enough.
Who does look like James O'Brien? We've said that before, but
yeah, he does.
He does a bit.
How are you?
I'm very well.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Incredible achievement.
Back to back to back promotions.
Yeah.
Since you got involved.
Mm. Yes. I don't know that I'm the secret source.
You are.
I think so. Thank you.
Oh, well, let's look at the facts, okay? Yeah. When you weren't at Wrexham,
yeah,
they weren't doing great.
At 19th in the National League.
Since you got to Wrexham, back to back to back promotions.
Yeah, that is true.
There is a common denominator, isn't there?
Those are facts, yeah.
Have you asked for a pay rise?
No, but maybe this is the forum to do it.
You need an agent.
Listen to the show.
You need an agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I do fall into that trap of just being like, God, I can't believe I get to do this.
Oh, you idiot.
Which is a big mistake.
Yeah, you need an agent.
I need to start being a real jerk.
You really yeah. do.
Just throw your weight around.
Just pushing the ball boys over every
yes.
time I
have
go
to
the
trip
stadium.
Them up when they're not looking.
You know the Canadian man and the American man?
I know them.
Yeah, you know they've got agents.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all there in front of you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Or maybe I should get one.
I think so.
If there are, well, I do have an agent. I was about to say, if there are any agents out there listening, do call, but my real agent might hear that and be like, what?
Well, your real agent needs to... How about this? Would you like to become Mayor of Wrexham?
Oh, goodness. It's kind of... Mayor of Wrexham is like an honorary position, so it does rotate quite frequently. So, yeah, why not one day?
Is there anything now that if you guys said, we want to do this in Wrexham, do you think you could? They would literally just go, absolutely, no problem, whatever you want to do. If you go, we want to build a theme park,
yeah,
or we want to create a row of shops with a water slide above and into a massive ball pit. I honestly think they go, okay, great, whatever.
I think
they give
us a hearing, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think Rob and Ryan in particular, obviously amazingly popular in Wrexham and North Wales. And I think they, you know, I don't want to borrow from President Trump, but if they shot someone on Wrexham High Street, I think you'd struggle to find a witness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't though, of course, because you want everybody in Wrexham to go to the games and buy the merch.
True. And we do have a documentary, so the documentary would definitely film them shooting someone.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? So you got very, straight yeah. back onto on, yeah, yeah, plugging yeah. the documentary.
Very good.
No flies on you.
Certainly not.
Season 4.
Yes.
Of Welcome to Wrexham, which is now on Disney Plus. I was saying this morning for people who haven't watched it, if you're not into football, you can absolutely enjoy. It's like a really weird version of Drive to Survive.
Sure.
Because you can really enjoy it even if you don't know much about football, because it explains a lot.
Yeah.
And it's also very helpful that it explains a lot of detail to an American audience.
Yeah.
So it's really helpful if you go, I don't really know what that means,
yeah.
and then it explains it.
I think lots of diehard football fans may be watching, like, why are you telling me what a corner is? or how yellow cards work. But, yeah, I mean, the documentary is aimed at a more casual football watcher.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people come to it because they like Rob and Ryan, or they're intrigued by the sort of hullabaloo around it. And then come in and realise that, you know, you don't have to be obsessed with the football. The football is obviously a massively important part of it, but the reason why I think people like it as much as they do, as opposed to All or Nothing or any of those other really great in-depth football documentaries, is it's as much as anything, it's about the people of the town. It's about the best bits are always, around our fans and around our players and their kind of home lives and what's going on with them, rather than anything to do with Rob or Ryan or really what's happening on the pitch. It's the humanity, and that's the universal thing that people seem to like.
It's a really good watch. And as I say, it's a quirky little show. There are some episodes that seem to be an hour and some episodes that seem to be 12 minutes. There are some episodes that I'm thinking at some point don't even feature the club or any of the players. And then there's other ones that are just all about the fans. The fellow who runs the pub right outside the grounds, he's in it a lot. And also the man that runs the food truck outside, he's at a lot because he's the same man.
Yes, that's right.
But everybody, it's a lovely feel to it. It's a really nice feel. And it makes you want to get involved. I want to get involved. I do. Is it too late?
Well, I don't know, Chris. It just depends on what, I mean, when you say involved, how?
Well,
good question.
Well, obviously, we talked about wanting to do our show from down there, but it's only because Global, our bosses, are so tight with money that they won't pay for it.
We will do it at some point.
We will do it.
Will, yeah.
Have you got a DJ there? Do you have anyone playing?
You know, there's a wide array of folks that provide the entertainment in and around the stadium, and I wouldn't want to single any one of them out as a weak link. So, you know, they're all really good.
Yes.
But listen, I mean, we would love to have you guys come, because one of the things that, again, if you watch the documentary, you'll see is that it's not just about the football club, it's about the town as a whole, and having events happen there. And, you know, we've helped to try and kind of foster, there's a bit of a comedy festival that goes on in Wrexham now, and you know, anything and everything that brings more attention, more interest, more things for people to do, especially more cultural things, like having you guys there, we would love that.
The capacity of the ground is what?
So it was last season, it was about 13,000. We've just taken down our temporary stand to start building a full-size one there. So next season, it's going to be about 10,500 or something.
Okay. But so you could put on concerts.
Yes, we had Kings of Leon there a couple of summers ago.
You did?
Yes, Stereophonics is still spoken about in like hushed whispers when they came to town about 10 years ago. Very, very popular in Wrexham. So yeah, I mean, look, going forward, that's absolutely what we want to do. We're building a 5,500 seat stand, which is like a great giant bank, like a sort of cop effect. It was our cop way back when.
Yeah,
football fans, I know lots of stadiums have their own version of the cop. And once that's built, that's going to be an amazing backdrop, essentially, for a smaller concert, so you can play in front of a 5,500 seat, and it's got safe standing, so you can get more people on there and stuff as well. So, it's exciting. We want to do all that stuff.
I'm fascinated by so many aspects of it. Obviously, the team, back-to-back-to-back promotions, is amazing, and you're going to be in the championship now,
which is incredible.
It's just unfortunate that you don't get to play Leeds United just yet.
We're not too sad about that, because Leeds United are a very good football team. Well, so quite happy to see the back of them.
The way it's going, one more season, and then hopefully you'll be playing Leeds in the Premier League.
We're
still there.
Yeah, Leeds will still be there. We'll be there with them, everyone will be happy.
Wouldn't that be an exciting thing?
Yeah.
What's been the reaction to Wrexham's success in the sort of outside world of football, if you like, with other clubs, managers?
Everywhere I have gone, every boardroom I've gone into, every group of fans I've met away games have been so welcoming and friendly and nice and sort of positive in a way that I wasn't really expecting. I always cite going to Mansfield Town away last year, where we were sort of battling them for promotion. I'm at that stage was quite a heavy smoker. Not anymore, kids, because I'm a real hero.
That's good.
But I would always, before the game, I'd have like two cigarettes in the car park. Then at halftime, I'd come down, smoke two cigarettes really quickly, and then again, sort of at the end. And I remember at halftime coming out of the sort of boardroom area and suddenly realising, I was like, all right, I'm right in the middle of just all Mansfield fans. And because of the documentary, people recognise me. And like, people sort of surged towards me. And I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen now? And they were all so nice and so friendly.
Nice.
And oh yeah, we watched the show, we like it. And like, you know, we hope we smash you today and all that stuff, which is very, very acceptable. Everyone's been incredibly nice. I mean, you see online lots of people like, oh, they're ruining football and it's disgraceful and like this is everything that's wrong with modern football. But you do end up slightly being like, well, hang on, there's a lot of football clubs that are going out of business because their owners are grinding money out of the fans.
And also, just because you've got loads of money behind you, there's no guarantee that you were going to get back-to-back-to-back promotions.
Sure.
I mean, it's never been done before.
No, and the other bonkers thing about us is that we've actually lived within our means. So we have spent, you know, In the National League, we spent way more than anyone else. League Two, we spent a fair bit more than everyone else. League One, we basically were spending about the same or less than a number of other clubs. I mean, Birmingham spent way more than we did. And, you know, I think Huddersfield spent about the same, various other teams. But we, all our money comes from sponsorship. So we get crazy sponsorship because of the documentary, because of Robin Ryan.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, you know, they're going to run into PSR problems and financial fair play is going to catch up and they're going to get bored and blah, blah, blah. It's like, we actually have only been spending what we've been earning so far.
Yeah.
So shut up, people.
But, well, you'll always get there.
But it's a jealousy thing because it's not a fair argument to go, well, what Wrexham are doing, they're going to ruin football there.
Mm.
And then you look over your shoulder at Manchester City and Chelsea and everything like that. And it's still actually not a fair fight. No. Even now, it's not a fair fight. So it's just a jealousy thing. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, listen, it's sort of, you know, I understand. Who likes seeing another football team thrive? You know, you want your team to do well. And, you know, there's probably there's a version of it that's the Corinthian ideal where it's like you only play lads that are born within a 10-mile radius of your stadium and you're still, you know, everybody's got to be, you've got to be the Lisbon Lions all over again. And that's just not the way it works anymore. So, you know, we'll keep doing what we're doing, and if people don't like it, then that's their problem.
That's tough.
Exactly.
When it comes to the finances, because that's the other side of things, is, all right, so if you look at it as negatively as you want, right, and you go, these two Hollywood people, or a big Hollywood person, and Rob, they come in and they buy the club and they've got loads of money and they don't care and this and the other. And you watch two episodes of the documentary, even episode one, and you can see that straight away there's just a lovely affinity and a bonding thing, I think.
Yeah.
But also, if you want to lose a lot of money very quickly, that you buy a football club.
Yes.
Because you don't make money out of owning a club. Now, let's just say, if you want to be really negative, the guys bought the club and the club's done really well, but if you need, every time you go up, you need to spend more money to give that temporary stand. It costs money to fix this problem. It costs money. And now, every time you get promoted, there's a bit more money, but there's more money to spend.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some would argue, each time you get promoted, it costs you more money than you're actually getting in.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, no question. I mean, it also comes down to kind of, you know, the margins for error get much more brutal, or the ramifications of errors get much more brutal. So, you know, the National League, if we sign a player and he doesn't work out, it's like, oh, well, you know, that's 500 quid a week down the drain.
Mm.
You know, if you're going into the Championship, you know, where you're starting to see the upper ends of the Championship, players getting paid £25,000 to £40,000 a week. If you sign someone like that and they injure themselves or they turn out to have some issue that means that they don't deliver what you're expecting, that's, you're suddenly losing £40,000 a week. It's like going up the spout. Yeah. So yeah, we're very aware that, like, so far it's all gone really, really well, but it might suddenly go really, really badly, and we'll have to find a way to navigate that is ideally as effective and innovative as what we've done positively so far. But we'll see.
The club being worth more money, does that help? But the way I see it is, and I'm no expert, is because obviously the valuation of the club has obviously over the last three seasons grown, and some people are now saying it might be worth 150 million or whatever. But you don't have that money.
No.
It's just what the club's worth.
Yeah.
So what does the club do? Can the club borrow because it's worth more, or does it try and stay out of borrowing and just rely upon...
We've tried to stay away from borrowing because obviously that comes with a lot of... you know, demands on you. And again, if that £40,000 a week striker doesn't work out, suddenly the lenders come along being like, so when do we start getting our money back? And that kind of thing. So, I mean, what has happened is we've had some minority owners came in, a family called the Allens from upstate New York, who, you know, Rob and Ryan had met with, got along with really well. They've come along there. We've really struck lucky with them because they basically have exactly the same sentiments that we all have. They love, you know, when I first met them, I was chatting away to Eric and Kayleen, who are the kind of the Kayleen sits on the board with us now. Eric is the sort of patriarch of the family, and met them in Vancouver on our pre-season tour, and they looked over my shoulder and saw Wayne from the turf and from the Butty van, and they were like, oh my god, it's Wayne. It's Wayne. Like, what, eh? Oh, yes, yeah, it's Wayne. Do you want to meet him? And they're like, whoa, yes. And so what they are into is the people in the town and all that kind of stuff, much more than the kind of any of the glitz and glamour that comes with around Robin Ryan. So they bought a stake in the club at a you know, a very respectable chunk of money, and that goes into the club to be used for infrastructure work, players, all that kind of thing. But really, where the money comes from, as I said before, is sponsorship. So now we got up into the championship. The money that we can command for that is bigger. The amount of money we get paid for TV is bigger. But yeah, you're right that those increases are usually outstripped by what it costs.
Could I buy a percent?
A percent? I'm not authorised to say yes or no, Chris, but I can put you in touch with the people that are.
Could we have a conversation really? At least?
Yeah.
I mean,
when you say 8%, you're like 1%. Yeah, 1%.
Well, like with Leeds, like Russell Crowe owns a piece of Leeds.
He does.
Farrell owns a piece of Leeds. I don't know what piece of Leeds. Half a percent? Is it a tenth of a percent or something?
Maybe.
You know, it'd be a great story. You know, you've got Wrexham, of course.
Yeah.
And Leeds-born Chris Moyles.
Yeah, of course.
It's a good story.
I mean, it's
a match made in heaven.
It writes itself in a way.
You probably have to start calling Rob not just and the other one for that.
But then if everyone starts calling Rob by his actual name and pronouncing it correctly, it'll lose a bit of fun, isn't it? Because I always think it was Rob's idea.
Yeah.
And everyone goes, oh, Ryan Reynolds and Wrexham.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to go, it's kind of Rob, though. And they go, Rob, what's his name?
He's incredibly good spirited about that, because you're completely right, which is that every headline is like, Ryan Reynolds, Wrexham releases 14 players at the end of season.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, well, He's not the only one.
Yeah.
Also, he didn't release them, just to be clear.
Well, when it's a story like that, though, I'm sure Rob's like, no, let Ryan have it all.
Ryan's club.
We often laugh about, there was a break-in at the training ground and someone stole one of our mowers. And it was like, the headline on the sort of Express was like, Ryan Reynolds' mower stolen from Wrexham shed. Yeah, to be fair, he was never off that thing.
Yeah.
Is there any update on the mower?
I believe the perps have been brought to justice by North Wales
Police. Please keep us in the loop on this. I'm not happy with that. Can I ask you some questions from our lovely listeners?
Please.
All right. Alan says, have Wrexham signed Jamie Vardy?
No.
Okay. Right.
That's that then.
Okay.
Are you looking at Jamie Vardy?
No.
Patrick Bamford?
No.
Okay.
Actually,
I should stop doing this, because eventually you might see someone I have to be like, yes. No, I mean, I will say that obviously, one of the things, much like Ryan Reynolds, the name Wrexham generates clicks, so we are starting now to get linked with absolutely everybody.
Yeah.
Like, who? I see our fans getting absolutely incandescent on Twitter about it. What are they doing trying to sign this guy? Like, none of us have heard of him before.
And you're going to have a whole summer of this,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, you'll get linked with everyone.
Oh, well, let's start a rumour then. So you've said no to those two.
Okay.
So I'll just give you another name. Just say I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Pelé? Right.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
Silence speaks volumes there.
Here's another one. Daniel says, Chris, what a phenomenal story the Wrexham one is,
but
can you please ask Humphrey, with peace and love, to stay away from the Fulham captain, Tom Kearney, please? And that's from Daniel, who's a Fulham fan.
Daniel, you got it.
Oh, okay. Jeez, they're not signing anybody.
Mm. Well, he's a brilliant player, Tom Kearney, and I'm sure we'd be very grateful to have him. But he is the very specific instance, I thought, of where our fans were like, I'm not sure about this. I don't know what they're doing. What does this mean about our transfer thing? Like, we haven't had that conversation.
Don't forget, they're the louder voices. There are many Wrexham fans who are going, you can do what you like. But I'm very happy.
Absolutely. I will also say I'm a bit of a Grinch about that, because actually one of the most fun things about being a football fan is speculating about transfers. Why I want to be out here crushing everyone else's good times.
Absolutely. Who are you linked with today? It's all that, isn't it? Yeah, massive.
I first discovered Humphrey in the amazing comedy group The Penny Dreadfuls.
Thank you, old-time listener.
With everything that is going on with the TV, writing and Wrexham, do you miss performing? And what are your strongest memories from the early days in comedy, says Neil?
What a great question, Neil. Well, I'm soon to be returning to live comedy performance in the play Sherlock Holmes and the 12 Days of Christmas, written by me and David Reed from The Penny Dreadfuls, which is on at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre this year.
November
the 14th to January the 14th or something like that.
When are tickets available?
Tickets are widely available, yes.
Right now?
How do we get those tickets?
Get those. You go to birminghamrep.com. com forward slash dot net forward slash Bing. Sherlock Holmes.
Glad that you're performing again, but it's a bit sad that back to back promotions and you're having to do Panto this year just to get a bit of coin in.
Well, I wrote the play as well,
I heard you say that. I said that for comic effect.
Oh, did you? Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, Chris.
You wrote it with the guy from Penny Dreadfuls.
Yes, Danny. We are playing Sherlock and Watson in it. Songs, there you go. That's it there.
Oh, which one? This one?
That one.
Have you had to get time off work?
Well, the great thing is that first of all, working for two actors, they're very like, yeah, you go do acting stuff. That's the most important job in the world. Because we bring joy to people, they say. And I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks. I'll still continue kind of doing my Wrexham stuff just from my dressing room in Birmingham rather than from LA. I mean, I live in LA, you know, most of the time.
Right.
And actually, for the days off we've got and stuff, it's not far from Wrexham, so I'll be popping through Wrexham a lot.
I told you, Jamie, no. 5 minutes? Okay, I'll be there in a second. Patrick, it's a no.
Yeah.
Right, what do I need to wrap up? Then before we go, pre-season friendlies, have you announced your pre-season friendlies?
We are going to Australia this year, this summer, Australia and New Zealand. We're playing Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC and Wellington Phoenix in New Zealand.
Nice. Yeah,
so going out there for three games. And I think we've got a couple here. I can't remember. I think maybe one before we go out there and one when we get back.
Is Everton one of those?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Sorry, just text that in.
No, it's also the rumour that I've always Everton. I mean, this is the funny thing is that you find yourself, despite being able to like pick up the phone and ask the specific person that books it, being like, oh, I wonder if we are going to play Everton.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
No one's told me.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm so excited to go. I really want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying it now, but we just got to get there. Tickets are hard to get, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we can help you out.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
I'll pay. I'm good for it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What's the corporate hospitality like?
Much better is the general
good
consensus
food.
That I've heard from people that go in there.
Yeah.
We've you know, it's a very small ground. It's 10,000 seats. Very old and lots of bits of it. You know, one complaint we get over and over again still this after three promotions is people being like, I cannot get a pie and a pint in in the Wrexham Lager stand, the ironically named Wrexham Lager stand, where they can't get hold of Wrexham Lager because it's so old and the kiosks are rubbish and we don't have a heating tray, we have this and that. But in the hospitality areas we've been you know, we looked after the prawn sandwich brigade, of course, we know how football works.
That's it.
We've treated our real fans like scum.
I'll bring pies and we'll hand them out.
Half percent of the club for a big pie.
Yeah. Not 10,000 pies, though. No, that's too much. All the best. Lovely to see
you.
Congratulations again. The fourth series is now on Disney Plus of Welcome to Wrexham. And if you've not seen any of them, watch them all. They're a really good watch. And
so good.
Best of luck at the championship.
Thank you.
It's going to be great. Ladies and gentlemen, from Wrexham, Mr. Humphrey Kerr.
The Chris Miles Show. Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Rollback's back at Asda. With thousands of prices rollback across the store and online. Like Lurpak salted butter 200 grams was £2.47. Now just £2.02. Tropicana smooth orange juice 1.5 litres was £4.28. Now just £3.33. And six mini bags of Fox's Party Rings was £1.43. Now just 82p. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply. Offers end May 21st.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Graham? 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 Are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah! They just gave me 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month.
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah, it just felt right.
Okay.
Now get a massive 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
At Pension B, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionb.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids.
Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Radio X. News update. Next.
At Specsavers, we've got hearing devices that can stream music or movies. And ones that are good in crowds. Rechargeable battery ones. Ones that are good at home. Ones that are good in the great outdoors. Ones that connect to phones. Ones that fit in your ear. Ones that fit over your ear. And ones that fit in wherever you happen to be. We've even got ones in our advanced range that use AI to make speech sound clearer. And they're all available at great Specsavers prices. Book a free hearing check today, because OK hearing is not OK.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
We're off to Wrexham, Dom.
Do you know, I can't wait.
As we say every season.
Absolutely. He's such a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, really good guy.
What a ride they're on.
And please, if you've got Disney Plus and you've not watched it, watch it. Even if you're like, I don't like football, Chris. I'm not Welsh. I don't even know where Wrexham is. Doesn't matter.
No.
They'll explain everything. And it's worth watching. It's worth watching to understand about the new shirt sponsor in one of the episodes.
Right.
When they basically say, we're getting a new shirt sponsor because the current shirt sponsor, which is great, but we've got to get a bigger one. And it's basically a shed company that they say goodbye to or something like that. But you watch it. It's very, very, very good. Very funny.
It is brilliant.
And Humphrey is executive producer.
He is. The first series, they even explain you get 3 points for a win, I think, because it's like appealing to the American audience, isn't it?
Yeah. Because it's weird for an American sport to end up with no score at the end of the...
Exactly. How can you play for 90 minutes and draw? How weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, please come and do a DJ set this summer at the racecourse ground in Wrexham, says Sarah. Sarah, I would absolutely love to do it. I am there. If they will have us, I will be there.
Love to go.
They need to pay us as well. But yeah, but we don't cost that much money. It's the nicest hangover. It's a great show. Anyway, right, Dominic Burns got your new spot on weather. It's 4 minutes past nine.
From Global's newsroom, President Trump has raised the prospect of peace in Ukraine after his call with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The two leaders spoke yesterday. Mr. Trump claimed afterwards both sides will immediately start ceasefire talks. The Vatican has been suggested as a venue. President Zelensky says it's a defining moment in the conflict.
And Vatican is ready to invite and organize a meeting. And we want, of course, the participation of European leaders.
In other news this morning, a second man has been charged by police investigating fires at homes linked to the Prime Minister. Two properties and a car were targeted in North London in recent weeks. A 26-year-old will appear before magistrates later, charged with conspiracy to commit arson. Israeli Prime Minister has rejected calls from the UK, France and Canada to change course. The allies have warned they could impose sanctions over Israel's military offensive in Gaza. Former sub-postmasters are going to receive compensation from the post office over a data breach. The names of hundreds of victims of the Horizon IT scandal were accidentally leaked last year. And a British man has broken the record for the fastest run across the width of Australia.
Oh.
William Googe did it in 35 days, running around 100 kilometres a day.
God damn it! I did it in 36.
Oh, man. The previous record was 39 days, so he beat it by 4 days. Well done, William Googe. It's quick, isn't it?
Yes.
Sport.
Brighton managed to upset Premier League champions Liverpool last night. They beat them 3-2.
Losers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We won the league. The win moves them up to 8th in the table. That boosts their hopes of European qualification as well. Manchester City know a win at home to Bournemouth tonight would keep their top five hopes in their own hands. City boss Pep Guardiola says he's challenged his players to prove their worth.
We need 4 points. Of course, it will be a massive victory for us, you know, to win the three. And yeah, we will give everything, you know, for our fans, for ourselves, from Kevin, for the last game at home. So we're going to try to do it.
Meanwhile, FA Cup winners Crystal Palace host Wolves tonight. That's at Selhurst Park. And Emma Raducanu's continued her improving form with a victory in the first round of Strasbourg. Indeed. She's to a straight sets win of the world number 8, Daria Kasatkina.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Should be dry, warm and sunny for much of the UK. A few showers in the north and the west later. 23 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Hey. Thanks. Hey.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X. Hello to my mum. I'm not sure if she's listening, but I just text her. So hello to mum. She's not been feeling very well, but she's now feeling better.
Hi, Vera. Hope you're well.
What are you saying?
I said, hi, Vera.
Not you.
Why?
Not you.
You stay away. You stay away from the mums.
You know what you're like with people's mums.
Yeah, exactly.
No, stop. Now. Stop. Now. No.
Pippi,
no.
Yes. Dom, yes.
I've not met your mother.
Huh?
Listen here, mother lover.
Mother lover.
Stop and it. I would like to say good morning.
He's a mother lover.
Okay. This joke hasn't been around for a while.
He called me Mr. Mother Lover.
Mm. I'm telling you.
Is this joke coming back?
I got Toby's mum and Chris's mum and Dominic's mum because I love all the mums.
Oh, excuse me.
You're just making a joke about your own mum there.
Did you or did you not?
There's no stopping you.
Sleep in Toby's mum's bed. Just a simple yes or a no, Captain, then we'll move on.
And also, because she told you, she insisted.
She insisted.
Your Honour.
Just a yes or a no.
Yes, that's
there we go, you see? And that's where this all comes from.
In a way, that's
not
true.
In a way of truthfulness. Yeah.
I was on my own in her flat in Oslo.
In her
bed. That is true.
Not the spare room.
In her bed.
She had a spare room.
In
you stepped
the bed that she sleeps in her pyjamas.
Well, she said.
And you wore her dressing gown.
I didn't wear her dressing gown.
Did you put her slippers on?
I did not put her slippers on. I wore my clothes.
How many nights did you stay in that bed?
Two.
And did
three.
You did you launder the sheets three. Afterwards?
I was asked to strip the bed
mm-hmm.
and leave them on the floor.
Dirty boy!
That's what I was asked to do.
Yeah, they didn't mean it.
I did as I was asked.
Mm. I mean, I would have
washed them.
Well, I would have stayed in the hotel. But if in your shoes, I would have had them laundered.
Mm.
So that place is immaculate.
I'd have used a spare room, I think.
There is a spare room.
There is, yeah, yeah.
There was stuff on the bed, though, so...
Oh, you couldn't move that.
What was it, like a wardrobe like or an elephant? Carburetor?
Loads. Loads of stuff.
Like what?
On the bed, you know.
Stuff that you can lift.
You know, sort of house essentials.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's in the way.
Because, of course, Toby's mum, the former weightlifter.
Yeah.
Nothing to her to lift those things off the bed, but for you, old banana man...
I didn't have it in me to lift it all off.
Well...
I sort of missed this joke, actually. It's been a while.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you say joke, but I mean, you know.
I was there when she was like, you are in my bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get in my bed. You, young man, get in my bed.
Exactly. That's what she
get doing. In my bed.
I don't remember it quite like you remember it.
She wouldn't take no for an answer.
She wouldn't take no for an answer, in fairness.
Yeah, yeah.
She went, I think you should be in my bed.
Exactly.
That's a better impression. But you, the two of you, you changed your tune very quickly.
What do you mean?
You were like, oh, this is a great idea. Yeah, Ingrid's been so genuine. This is great. You should stay. This is a really nice offer.
Yeah, because it's weird.
And then...
So we knew that you'd go, okay, then yeah, I will.
Yeah, yeah.
And you did.
Sure.
And now we get to laugh at you.
So it saves you money, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not cheap, Oslo. Yeah,
you cave very easily when older women say to you to do stuff.
That's it.
I don't need to mention her age in the conversation. Necessarily.
Well, I mean, she's Toby's mother, so she's going to be older than us, isn't she?
No, but that's not the relevance as to who.
Right.
You know, if this person was younger than me and they had a flat in Oslo and they said, do you want to stay in my flat in Oslo? I would have taken the offer as well.
How much younger than you?
Or like, let's say they were 31.
Right. How come they've got a flat in Oslo? What do they do for a living?
Well, yeah, I mean, congratulations
and
to them.
And whose mother are they?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Are you going to sleep with them?
Very young children. They're 31, I bet.
Yeah. So what? So she's a young mum. Oh, or as you would call her, a yummy mummy.
Yeah.
So she's a yummy mum. Let's look at the facts. She's a yummy mummy with a flat in Oslo.
Yes.
What? And she's, what, divorced, split, separated, kids are with dad for the weekend, and here it comes. Ivor the engine steaming in. Toot, toot. I'll sleep in your bed, my darling.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
You're with us.
I didn't. I'm not sure how this has happened again, but...
You painted that picture. We looked at the picture, and we rated that picture. A wrong one. That's you. Radio X. Moving on.
Coming up, more from one of those classic good morning listens to the best show on the broadcasting dial, the Chris Moyle Show.
That's us.
Get ready to quiz with a king of all trivia as we play Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz shortly.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Plus, tomorrow on the show, comedian, writer, musician, and master of all the tasks, Alex Horn will be chatting to Chris and the team.
Oh, lovely.
But right now, we're rocking out your radios with a ripper of a record on Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Captain
Crabbit
there.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
Leave it.
I've never been here before, didn't know where to go, never met you before. I've never been to your home, that smells not unknown, footsteps made of stone.
Daniel Phonics here.
Oh, hi,
I just
Kelly.
Want to say I very much enjoyed your interview there with Humphrey Kerr from Wrexham. I, as a Welshman myself, I've actually played there at the Rathcore Stadium. And I had a great time with all my bandmates, singing our songs and all that.
A legendary performance, apparently, Kerr.
Oh, yeah. Every time we played on, we are legendary.
Now, that is true. That is very true, Kelly.
And it all ties up because Wrexham, Wales, Stereophonics, Kelly Jones, Leeds United fan, Chris Moyles.
Absolutely. You see, it comes full circle.
We don't just throw this together and hope that it sticks.
No.
It may seem that way.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's planning on this show. Although, as of next week, that will end because it's Pippa's last day on Friday.
That's it. Yeah. How are you feeling, Pip?
Beef,
Tuesday.
Beef.
How
are you feeling?
Sad.
Sad.
Yeah. How sad?
We're sad too.
How sad are you feeling?
Sad. Oh. Yeah. It's a week of lasts.
I saw Amanda Holden today.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she said good morning, gave me a hug, and then she walked away. Under my breath, I whispered, Thieving cow.
Yeah.
Did she?
I did, yeah. I'm not that she could hear that.
She wouldn't have heard that.
Yeah, that showed her.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So actually, we're going to do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
For the last time.
Yeah.
For
so,
you.
So you won't miss everything.
The last time.
you must be delighted.
Every cloud.
Do you think on a random Tuesday, you might be sat in the studio at Heart and you just go... Question number three. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did that.
I was thinking that the other day. There will be habits. Because we've...
Beef.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I can't wait for that very first time it happens. That very first link where Jamie and Amanda are on Heart talking and Jamie goes, how's your weekend, Amanda? And Amanda goes, oh my God, do you know what? Actually, we moved into our new house on Friday and none of the electrics were working. But it ended up being really romantic because we just lit loads of candles and we had a lovely, lovely day. We had a takeaway delivered and we ate out of the box. It was actually very cute. At which point, Pippa would lift her head up from her laptop and go, when are you moving into your new house, Amanda? And they'll all look at you.
I've got you.
And you'll go, what? Wait. No.
They'll have chili chocolate on the first show for you. just to welcome you.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, and then there'll be that lovely time when they go, hey, Pippa, just let you know, we're all going to go to the Brits this week. Are you up for it? And you go, oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm busy. I'm busy. I can't make it.
Oh, the Brits, that was funny.
And then, of course, there'll be that first out of the blue day where Amanda goes, Pip, do you want to go for a little drink after the show?
Oh, yes.
And then the next morning at 8:10, the pair of them roll in.
Absolutely.
Stinking like a brewery.
Been in Hippodrome all night.
Yeah. Stick all over.
A couple
red.
Of guys from Magic Mike in the green room having a kip. Amanda going, I can't remember what happened.
Which one's which?
It's going back, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, today is Pippa's last Rob DJ Monday Night Pub Quiz.
I'm aiming for a big fat two.
On score.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Okay.
Oh.
I was about to say, we're taking a break. You can go now in the ads if you want.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds. And even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, okay. That'd be lovely.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean... I just wanted you to see my new Wickes kitchen. It's just been installed.
At Wickes, our experts will support you every step of the way, from a free kitchen design service through to a professional installation. Plus, with our Spend and Save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
It's the summer of loving, long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever cherry wood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs.
100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer-loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Ready, steady, the Toyotathon sale event is on!
Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyotathon sale event is on!
Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £140 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing,
I'll be asking Jimmy Page what his favourite ukulele is.
While I'll learn how to cook vegetarian bear claw soup.
And I'll be delivering TJ's terrific Tuesday topical top 10. Today, we play our flights right. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7.
It's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee. Every time.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Ready for another dose of The Chris Moyles Show? Cool. Me too.
Radio X.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. The emptiness machine.
I keep on lying to you.
Linkin Park and the Emptiness Machine, which Captain Crackbeard loves, and he loves that woman's voice, and he says that her name is...
Emily Armstrong.
And he says that she's...
Brilliant.
And now it's time for...
Rob DJ.
Back by popular demand, this is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz, only on Radio X.
And here he is, it's Rob DJ!
Good morning.
Morning, Rob.
How the devil are you all?
Yeah, good. Are you feeling sad?
What, with Pippa going?
It's her last Rob DJ Monday Night Pub Quiz until she nicks the feature and takes it to Heart Breakfast. Yeah.
This is history in the making, Rob.
Have you started negotiations yet, Rob, with Pippa about moving the quiz over? Has she called you yet about it?
Yeah.
She has? Good. I don't think she has. Pippa said to me, she goes, honestly, trust me, I will not...
I don't want him.
No, she didn't tease those words. She said, it's safe on the Chris Moyles show. That's what she said.
It makes more sense on this show, genuinely.
His rightful home.
It doesn't make any sense anywhere.
Yeah.
No, in a good way, Rob. That's true.
How you been, Rob?
I'm good.
What, are you wearing a jumper? Are you wearing a jumper?
No, it's a T-shirt.
Oh, it looks like a jumper.
Yeah.
It's like a polo shirt with...
Is it a Leeds United one?
No, it's not a Leeds United.
Wow.
The season's finished now.
Oh, true.
Stop wearing merch.
Season's finished for Liverpool as well, by the looks of it.
It has, absolutely. Well done, Brighton.
It finished against Tottenham, didn't it?
Yeah.
with the league.
Absolutely.
Looks like it finished in Ibiza.
We're on the beach.
What were you saying about Sandeep?
Oh, yes, so I was at Sandeep's 30th birthday party on Saturday, and oh my God, I was approached by a friend of a friend called Kieran Hughes, who is not just my biggest fan, he knows everything about the show more than you lot.
Well, that's not difficult.
He's been listening since he was at school, and he even paid a birthday video message for himself from Dom.
Did he? And did I do one for him?
Yeah, you did. He said it was excellent.
Phew.
What, from hi-yar.com?
Hi-ya. Oh, hello, Kieran, then.
Hello, Kieran.
Morning, Kieran.
Morning, Kieran. Right, I'm fired up, Rob.
Me too.
Okay, then, let's go, then. Great text off phones out your area. Don't want to cheat a bit on my quiz.
Yeah, all off.
Yes.
Question number one. Which Merseyside band had a top 40 hit with Whippin' Piccadilly in 1998? Which Merseyside band had a top 40 hit with Whippin' Piccadilly in 1998?
Oh, it's a tune as well.
Yeah, it's a tune.
I don't know that.
Do you know what? Me too.
I didn't know they were...
I didn't know Merseyside.
Southport.
Nope. Oh, okay. Who is it? Who's the band?
The band are...
The band
I can give you a clue.
Whippin' Piccadilly.
Yeah,
I can give you a clue, if you want.
Go on.
Yeah.
The band share their name with the name of the cat that used to live next door to